I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Good old chocolate, dark to eat chocolate, Nanaimo snack bars, chocolate eclairs, hot chocolate sundaes.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I've been trying to keep you up to date for the last few weeks since I turned on the radio and was enraged by hearing that Dunkin' Donuts was so proud of themselves for having invented a new drink that they had introduced for the summer in locations nationwide, and the new drink was a frozen hot chocolate. And, you know, I said my first words out of my mouth talking at the radio were, and that comes from the creative people are just better at hiding their sources department. And I see this all over the world where I go places and I you know, I thought Gaudi was the most fabulous architect in the whole world. What a creative man who in the late 1800s, early 1900s built these amazing forward-looking avant-garde buildings in Barcelona that you have to just laud and praise until you get to Thailand. And you see in Bangkok buildings that look just like the Sagrada Familia, the church that it's magnificent and it's wonderful. But he was either was greatly inspired or just sat down and did a lot of sketching of Cambodian spires that you see on temples all over Thailand. And so I had to call my good friend Stephen Bruce and talk with him about, you know, clearly the intrusion upon frozen hot chocolate, a drink that was introduced in the 1950s at Serendipity 3. A place that was started by him and his two partners on 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, a place where you cannot go to New York. You can't say you've been to New York unless you've been to Serendipities, and a place where if you have a benchmarking occasion, this is the place to have it. And Stephen became very active in speaking with the folks over at Dunkin' Donuts, but in the midst of that, put out some kind of public relations information news to try to explain the situation as it truly is. And I love the last line of this press release on the subject, in which he says, "So there you have it. Imitation is the biggest form of flattery. To all the imitators out there, go choke on a munchkin," concluded Bruce. And I called Stephen to say, you know, we've got to get you signed up for assertiveness classes because you need to learn to say what's on your mind and speak right up. Don't hold back now.
Well, this experience really taught me that, you know, you can only come to a conclusion if you speak up.
Well, that's very true. So what happened in your story?
Well, they realized that, you know, a copycat is not going to get them anywhere. The quality and the drink is totally different from the original. And Serendipity has the original frozen hot chocolate since 1954. The taste can't be improved on. I have to say, I'm speaking up now. It can be improved upon, and real whipped cream and real ingredients make the difference, and the public knows that.
You use a bunch of different kinds of cocoa just in the preparation.
Yes, exactly. There are quite a number of combinations. I used to buy 10 or 12 different blocks of chocolate and shave them and cut them up and melt them down till it was the perfect taste. And I don't do that anymore. So now we, my fingers are growing finally, and so are my nails from chop, chop, chopping. But now we have a very reputable company manufacture it for us, and it's a perfect taste. It's a blend that everyone loves and has accepted for the last 55, 56 years.
Listen, I can remember the first time I was in Serendipities, I was in high school. And I went with a group of friends. I had, you know, I didn't even know the place, but one of my friends had been taken there by his family. And so there were a group of about eight or nine of us that used to run like a pack. And we went everywhere.
Of course.
We went everywhere together. And we went to Serendipities the first time. And I have to tell you, when I saw the frozen hot chocolate, you know, it's one of those things when you're sitting at a table and you maybe haven't ordered yet. So, you know, you've looked at the menu and you're looking around at all the artifacts, the Tiffany chandeliers and the big old red flying horse from, who was that, Moba?
Texaco Flying.
Flying Horse. And just strange memorabilia. And the place is darling with the little tiny mosaic white and black honeycomb, it almost looks like a tile, mosaic tile.
Ceramic
work on the floor.
Tiles, yeah, for
it's
the
just
floor.
Gorgeous. And then all of the marble top tables, you know, with the old wood bases and the bent wood chairs. And sitting in a table that you know Marilyn Monroe used to like to sit at. And you don't know where to put your eyes, but while you're in the midst of that, here comes a waiter with a tray and takes your eyes away from the Tiffany chandeliers and all the other marbles as you look at these luscious hot fudge sundaes and frozen hot chocolates and with the mounds of whipped cream on top and the shaved chocolate on top of that, the chocolate shavings. And it's like, oh, have I come to nirvana for a chocoholic?
Yeah, I've got all of that, Stephanie.
Oh.
They're the stars of serendipity.
It's amazing. But, you know, I also, you speak of stars. I mean, I can remember being at the table next to Dick Shawn and his family.
Oh, I loved him. What a comedian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he was a friend of my partner's, too, for many, many years. They did a Broadway show together.
Which one? Do you know?
I don't rightly know right at the moment.
Yeah. He played the Nazi that it was in the... in the play, within the play of the producers in the original film.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, the nut on the roof with the
pigeons.
With the pigeons. I was going to say chicken coop, but it was a pigeon coop, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he was marvelous, absolutely marvelous. And I've seen so many other people that I couldn't even make the list. It'd be too long. Every time I'd come in, there'd be some other, you know, Broadway actor or actress or movie star or somebody that, you know, some celebrity type that you knew sitting at the next table, chowing down as you were.
Right, exactly. Don't forget Jackie. Onassis, of course, all through the years,
yeah,
came to Serendipity, and so did all of her children.
You have a very nice collection of people.
Yes, we do.
So what has happened at this point in your holy grail as it relates to protecting the intellectual and physical property of frozen hot chocolate?
Well, they ceased and desisted over last weekend, and they're going to... cease and desist around the country in the next 2 months.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah, so we're very happy about that. It's, as someone said, you know, and you may have even thought of it, you know, the Goliath story.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so small wins if you're right.
Yeah, well, it's, you have to persevere, and you have to be willing to step up and step forward and not be, I'm telling you, it's the Texas flag. Don't tread on me.
Don't tread on me. Yes.
But I think, you know, there's a marvelous opportunity here that I hope that you and the folks over at Dunkin' Donuts will jump on, because you have already created the perfect blend in a package.
Yes, definitely.
Of frozen hot chocolate. And if you were able to supply the Dunkin' Donuts folks with the real deal, they'd really have something to boast about.
That's very true.
And roll out nationwide, as well as the potential of rolling it out in supermarkets. Because
you can go
into markets, I am told, because I'm not a coffee drinker. But my husband makes up for me and several other people. And I am told that, well, he drinks 12 cups of coffee at breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah, I tell the waitress.
That's the record.
When we go out for breakfast, which is frequent, I say, you have two choices. You either put a pot of coffee on the table, or you run a hose from the kitchen, because you will need roller skates to keep up with his empty cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so in self-defense, just put coffee on the table and don't be, you know, aggravated by him waving at you every 30 seconds. But and if he wakes up in the middle of the night and he wants to go back to sleep, he'll have a cup of coffee, and I'm not talking about decaf.
Wow.
He's got a very strange metabolism.
Very strong constitution,
very strange on a lot of levels that we don't need to go into today. But you know him well, so you know
yes,
I'm right.
Yes, I know, definitely.
You know I'm right. But in any event, I am told, since I don't shop in the coffee aisle, that you could actually buy Dunkin' Donuts coffee in the grocery store and take it home and make it. So why couldn't you buy the Serendipity 3 original in cooperation with however? And, you know, that would be very nice.
Yeah, we do have the packages, and we do sell it to department stores as well as regular food grocery stores.
It's fantastic. Thank you for joining
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Some chocolate rum balls, sweet chocolate windfalls. Bring on the chocolate. We need a boost. Bring on the chocolate.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We need a boost.
Tanglewood, summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, celebrates the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth with a season of great music. On August 10th, the BSO pays tribute to Maestro Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts with a very special hour-long family concert. Following in the great tradition of her father, Jamie Bernstein will be the evening's host. Bring your children to Tanglewood Friday, August 10th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze. This is a very exciting show today. Isn't it, David?
It is. Celebrating yet another year of us broadcasting together, Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Unbelievable. We are officially now, we are in our 17th year of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And today we are bringing you portions of interviews we've done over the past more than a decade, almost two decades. That's scary. And we're going to start with Narcy Kalamata, who I adore, and so will you. Stephanie Abrams here. I won't be buying any hats this week because my head is much too swollen from the high praise I receive from a man I have such such regard, such admiration, and such affection for, and somebody that I met over a 48-hour period in Malta. But, you know those moments when you walk into a room of strangers and you meet somebody and there's never a beginning. You know, you kind of walk in the middle of a relationship. You've known each other for centuries. I don't know. It's something in the cosmic atmosphere or whatever. And sometimes you walk into a room and there's somebody that hates you and you haven't even gotten to introduce yourself yet. Maybe you did them dirty in the last life, but whatever the story is, yeah, I'm gonna play the things that Narcy Kalamata, our guest live from Malta, in the Mediterranean, strategically located in the Mediterranean, said in the last sentence. I'm clearly, I have you busy. It's some project. I mean, it's part of my charm. I have to give people homework assignments. I stick my nose in everybody's business is basically what it comes down to. But I can't allow a really good idea or opportunity to just whiz by and keep going into the atmosphere without, you know. So just so all of you know, I am busily cooking up a kettle of fish. I actually get to step out. I just create all the work and walk away. But I have introduced Narcy to, two people that he doesn't know well yet. One being Mark Leslie and the other a very special person that I had on the air with me years ago. And maybe I should have her back again soon because she is one of those inspirational people that I knew would interest Narcy in his playwriting and making of feature films and documentaries and whatnot. And so I've given him some serious homework, apparently. We'll see how that goes. But in the meantime,
the secrets.
Yes. In the last segment, you said you wanted to tell us a secret. We love secrets and gossip. So, okay. You know, either is good.
Now, the secret is between you and me.
Uh-oh.
I will only tell this to people I love.
And all of my listeners.
Gozo,
yes.
Is a small island. It is not overdeveloped. It is very rural, and it has been voted as the third best place to retire in the whole world. Best place is New Zealand, if you want to go that far. The second best place is Monaco, which is so small, you can't go there unless you live on a boat. The third best place, which is for me the best, is Gozo. People retire there.
Well, the first place was New Zealand. New Zealand has earthquakes. I don't know that I'd be in a hurry to retire there.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, a lot of writers, British writers, Montserrat retired there. Painters go there for the tranquility. But you say, how can I live on a remote island? It's not remote.
Well, no,
it's
you're
a 20-minute
really...
boat you take to mainland Malta, and then in 20 minutes you get to the airport, and the airport in Malta is a Mediterranean hub.
Yep.
We travel to 80 different airports in Europe and North Africa and the Middle East. And we are such a central part for traveling that a lot of Europeans are setting up business in Malta just to be able to manage their own business where they come from. And now with Brexit, hey, the British are coming. So they will have one foot in the door in the European Union. And to say, island people, there is the sun, well, we don't have a ring in our nose. We are Europeans. And we are of British culture. Why? Because we have been a British colony for 180 years, 179 years. And we are so intermarried with the British. You said we are a bit like the Irish. We are a lot like the Irish.
I don't think any tour operator is doing a combination trip of Ireland and Malta, and I think that would be, it's the perfect vacation.
Ideal.
For the individual.
Because a lot of Americans have connections and family in Ireland, and then once you're in Ireland, you do what John Huston, the film producer, the film director did.
What's that?
In 1972.
What did he do?
He was shooting a film, Macintosh Men. Macintosh Men, with James Mason, Paul Newman, and Dominique Sanda. And they were in Ireland, and there was so much rain, they couldn't do the car chases and the opener scenes. So they said, where is the closest place to Ireland that in January has sunshine? Malta. So they got James Mason as Mr. Macintosh, get on a boat, and he just said the line when somebody asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Malta. Cut. Next scene, a sister boat to the one they used in Ireland was dolled up to look the same, and it comes into the Grand Harbor in Malta.
Oh, for goodness sake. I got to get this film.
And John Huston, James Mason, the British actor, and Paul Newman, the American actor, right? 1972. Paul Newman was drinking Budweiser from an ice cooler that his mother had as a roof. And I loaned that because we couldn't find a cooler in those days here in Malta. Why are we so
as similar to the Irish. The Irish Roman Catholics, they were under the British for so long, but they don't hate the British because they are intermarried. We are intermarried with the British. And a lot of British come here every year to visit their old connections when they were here during the war. And during the war, Second World War, 1945, when Hitler absolutely wanted to stop the British fleet from stopping Italian ships taking Rommel Africa, and so much bombed the first months of 1942 in Malta, that more tons of bombs fell on Malta in the first 6 months than in 6 years on London. Anyway, there was many British regiments here, and one of them was Irish. Malta was a very strong Roman Catholic place, and they could not marry outside their religion. But we could marry the Irish because they're Roman Catholics. So have a fellow on called, that's how close to...
And see, because, you know, the comment that I make about Malta, that whatever your interest, you will fail. There is such... It is, you know, out of the same piece of cloth. But on the other hand, they are two very different destinations. And there are things that it will literally take your breath away and bring tears to your eyes just by standing there and observing. I mean, it's just an incredible destination. And what a fantastic pairing. Because Americans like to do a lot of different variety and things when they go away. And that's how you get these crazy tours that are, you know, 21 countries in 17 days kind of insanity. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in that. I believe in immersing yourself with enough that you really can get to know a place and feel a place in your heart and take it home with you. So, you know, go to my website, people, sabrams.com or travelers411.com. Put in the words mission statement. In short, my mission is to introduce my audiences on air, online, when I make public appearances, in my writing, however my outreach, to know about places that I believe if they go there, they will come back enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know that they are better people because of the experience they just had. And certainly Ireland, and for sure Malta, fit that description on every level. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be watching sailboats and motorboats and some boats tied up in a marina. And the sailboats and motorboats are just gleefully going by on the sun-kissed waters here in Gloucester Harbor. I want to find out exactly where I am. All I know is I'm out on this gorgeous schooner, a reproduction of a schooner of bygone days that you can go out on with Captain Tom Ellis and his crew, who include family members, on the Thomas E. Lannan schooner here in Gloucester, Massachusetts. And we couldn't have picked a better day.
No, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
And it's our 15th birthday.
Happy
birthday.
It's
a cool thing. Yeah.
Happy birthday. How many years ago is it since we were on the Thomas E. Lannan?
I think it was about 6 years ago.
Feels like that
long.
Yeah.
And you had some children with you.
We had some teenagers with us who we, for a few years, you know, I do my Stephanie Abrams travel fairy godmother thing where I send people of all ages to places that they need to go to and maybe otherwise won't. And for three summers, each summer we sent three teens for 4 weeks to the main teen camp.
Right.
So I had them come in through Boston They were from Arizona, and these were homeless and extremely right. needy kids from Arizona. They didn't know the first thing about water. And I like to get them by the water. So we had them come into Boston, and we carted them off to Gloucester, and you were kind enough to make arrangements for us to be able to take them out before they went off to camp for 4 weeks.
Well, where we are right now is right abreast of the Dog Bar Breakwater, and we're
Dog Bar Breakwater. Okay.
And we're leaving Gloucester Harbor now and entering.
Is that that jetty thing over there?
Yeah.
Where the lighthouse is.
That's right.
Oh, and man.
That's one
this
of the prettiest
so cool.
lighthouses in New England. It's as pretty as any lighthouse in New England. I've seen most of them. So we're in Massachusetts Bay now, and Boston is just up that way, and Salem's right in there.
What direction is that?
That's a little east of us. And so when the British came here after the Tea Party, they left Boston instead of doing all their trading in Salem. So they were coming right by Gloucester, and they were impressing our fishermen off of our fishing boats for their...
Something
for
like their, being shanghaied, only being...
Right.
I guess you could call it being
yeah.
Gloucestered.
So there's all kinds of great stories of the Gloucester fishermen tricking them and taking over the British boats. And we played a huge role in the revolution and helping to interrupt those British supply lines. And
yeah, it's quite amazing how... Britain historically has pretty much beat up on any place they ever went to and managed to come out with such a lovely, prim and proper reputation somehow.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's
just
good that we can be friends now, too.
Yeah, it's
you
very
know?
Nice. Well, it's also good that we were far enough away and travel was not so easy and they were having a tough time with Napoleon and we lucked
right.
out. Otherwise, we could have been like Africa or India. Or Ireland, for that matter.
We're right in the waters where a lot of the history unfolded in the early days of this country, which makes it kind of a rich thing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the sailings themselves. How often do you go out?
We go out, starting next week, we go out every day with at least one public sail. But a lot of our business revolves around charters, a lot of corporate entertaining, and a lot of family outings, anniversaries, and
yeah, it would be very
that
cool
kind of thing,
to take
wedding
over.
Parties. And so you really need to check our website. We post what sales we're going to do 2 weeks out.
So it's schooner, schooner.org. You
yeah.
can go to sabrams, sabrams.com as well. And you'll find the link and be able to link right over, too. So if you're driving, don't get nervous. Let's talk about how many people you can take out in terms of capacity.
The Coast Guard has licensed us for 49 passengers.
Really?
And we can go 20 miles from shore. So we frequently get 6 or 7 miles offshore. But it really depends on the wind. People come for the sailing experience, so if we have the wind strong enough in the right direction, we get further offshore. If the wind's blowing onshore, we don't get offshore so much. But we try to use the engine as little as possible, but we will use it to get out of a dead wind spot so that we're not just, you know, sitting in the same spot for 20 minutes.
Right.
And
how long are the sailings in general?
The public sails are 2 hours, and people can charter it from 2 hours to however long they want to charter it. Most people that charter it frequently charter it for 3 hours.
And just normally you operate from what month to when?
From we start chartering in about May 10th, as I think was our first one this year, and then we go to Columbus Day.
And for public sailings, how often?
It depends. On weekends, we try to do more than midweek, but we do at least one public sail every day, and usually two public sails a day.
On the weekends? Or even during the week?
Even during the week, yeah.
So if somebody wanted, I mean, what a wonderful place to celebrate a birthday, a benchmarking occasion, or indeed to have some corporate event. This is very cool.
And can I just say something about the weather? Because everybody thinks that it has to be a beautiful day to go sailing. And Gloucester sticks out into the ocean, 25 miles or so, Cape Ann. And so our weather out here is often different than where they're coming from. And it really doesn't matter what the weather is. We have a really good time when it rains out.
Oh, you know? Everybody gets dressed up in a yellow slicker and
yeah,
a hat.
And everybody has a, yeah, and they all have a good time. I tell people all the time, we have more fun in the rain than we do on sunny days. So,
how do you handle, you know, catered things? How do you handle food on board?
We have a caterer, and we have a table here that
which
has
also
a lot of
doubles
charts.
As a map.
Yeah, charts. Yeah,
maps and charts. Very cool.
So we've had a number of different caterers, and we used to let people take their own, you know, whatever caterer they wanted to. And then a couple of times we actually lost business because people said that they didn't want to go on our boat because the food was terrible. And so now
meantime,
now we're a little more
selective. That's how travel agents lost clients, because they organized the limousine and then the limo driver didn't show up and they missed the flight and they were angry with the agent. Meantime, yeah. that wasn't their business.
Right.
Well, so now you've got a couple of some caterers that you feel real good about.
Yeah, they can call the office it's 978-281-6634, and they can give them all that information.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can get anything you need at schooner.org. Stay with me. More to come. Ah, New England. Wonderful place. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center. where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We've been roaming around Gloucester, a quick trip north from Boston. And if you're in Boston on business or pleasure, you've got to make your way up to this part of the world. It's very special because it's very relaxed. It's very down home, come as you are. The people are as friendly as they could be. And one of those friendly people that I have been introduced to is Lenny Linquata, who is the CEO of the Gloucester House Restaurant, down the street from that great big sign from the Gorton's Fisherman. And this is truly a fisherman's area because it is still a working fishing community and filled with folklore and great fresh food. So the Gloucester House restaurant is one of those places that you need to stop when you are in this area, especially to seek out Lenny Linquata, because he's one of those great characters that adds to the mystique of Gloucester. Thanks for making time for us today. Talk to me. Tell me about the restaurant. There are lots of family names on here, on your business card.
We're third generation. I've been, the business was formed by my grandfather and my father in 1958. We opened up in September. I came on in around 1979, 1980. And I've been the general manager since. And now my wife and I and my brother still work here. And this year I have brought in my two children. My daughter, who is 27, I'm going to be 27, and my son, who has just graduated, who's 23.
That's marvelous. It makes a difference because when you go to a family managed, owned, operated place, whether it's a hotel or an inn or a restaurant, you feel the passion and care that comes right down from the top. It's the same. It's one of the reasons I love to travel around Ireland, because so many of the hotels and the restaurants are run by, they're all family businesses. And it doesn't matter how big and glamorous it is, it's still a family business. And you feel the difference when you walk into something that's more cookie cutter. Even though the people are very professional and they're very nice, not the same. It's not the same.
I think there's a lot to be said about it. I think we look at it as an extension of our home. Not that it's always perfect, but it's sort of an extension of our home. And then you have this inter-family dynamic that you deal with all the time. I was really not your model child, if you could believe that.
You?
And it really wasn't until...
You were in mischief all the time, were you?
I was.
Why am I not surprised?
The worst thing my dad could say to me when I was growing up was, he would look me straight in the face. This was a real disciplinarian. He would look me straight in the face and say to me, with a pointed finger, "I'll wish you one just like you when you get older." And I sweat it a lot. When I had two kids, I was really sweating. And finally, after my daughter was born, he came back and retracted and said, "Even I wouldn't wish you one like you." But it wasn't until my mid-30s. But it wasn't
until
my
mid-30s. You were a monster.
Yeah. But it was about my mid-30s when I really appreciated how much my dad had put into it. And really, he sort of became my friend at that point. And our relationship has been, I've been very blessed. He's 87 now.
I had the privilege of meeting Michael Laquada as we arrived today.
And it's sort of nice. I mean, I see him every day, and we sit and talk every day, and he'll tell me if he thinks things should be a little different. And it's amazing that when they get older how you respect their opinions much more. Either I see him getting much smarter, or because I never thought he was that smart when I was really young. But now I look at him and I think he was a pretty bright man. He's a pretty
Well, that's the famous Mark Twain quote. He said that when he was, and I'm paraphrasing, when he was 18 years old, he couldn't believe how little his father knew. And when he was 21, he was shocked by how much the old man had learned in 3 short years.
it's sort of true, because I remember getting out of school. I graduated from culinary, and then I went to UMass,
the Culinary Institute?
Culinary Institute.
In Hyde Park?
It was in Hyde Park, right?
Yeah.
No, actually, I graduated from New Haven.
Okay.
So I went from New Haven, and then it moved right up to Hyde Park.
Oh, look at that. All right.
After I had graduated, I went to UMass, and I graduated...
In Amherst, Massachusetts.
And I got a restaurant degree. And when I first got out of school, I was going to remake the world, and all the things that my dad had been telling me, you know, I knew that I had a better way of doing things. And now I've been in the business maybe 35, 40 years. I've gone back and done all those things that my dad should have told me, advised me had done maybe 30 years ago.
I mean, that's an interesting question. You know, I mean, having grown up in the restaurant business and then having the opportunity to hone your skills, did you find that a lot of the things that you learned along the way were irrelevant? Did you see the film Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
I don't think
so. Okay, so now you need, that's a homework assignment. Write it down. You have to see Back to School, Rodney Dangerfield. His son goes off to college.
Oh, I did see that.
He's miserable. Yeah. He wants to quit. And so Rodney Dangerfield, who never went to college, decides he'll go to school with his son. And he sits in these classes on business management, business development, economics, and whatever. And, you know, there's the book learning, textbook approach, and then there's the real world of, what do you want to build a building when you can lease one? You'll be off and running. Then why don't you have in the list of all the expenses the building inspector that you've got to pay off? I mean, it's a very real world versus academic world story, and it's very funny because it's a comedy. But did you find that, I'm sure there are things that, you know, were pointed out that made some lights go on in your mind, but did you overall feel like you learned more on the job than you did from the educational process?
I had the ability now to look back at my son who graduated from hotel school also and review some of his work, and I think it does ring a bell from time to time. Yeah, they might have mentioned it, but I think the personal interactive skills that you learn in the business itself our hands-on stuff.
But, you know, it's not any different in the parallel of if you look at a destination on a website, if you read a brochure, if you find a story, an article, a book, whatever, on a place. Even when I interview people, I'll talk to people and they'll tell me things that are interesting enough to motivate me to say, I've got to go there. And then when I get there, I realize from any of these avenues, from online or in print or talking to somebody, they didn't come close to describing what it is. I am usually, if I have gotten motivated by what I have come in contact with, clearly they did enough to make me want to go there. But then when I get there, the wow factor is, you know, they didn't scratch the surface of, oh my God, this place is wonderful.
Oh, because they undersold it.
Well, because they're used to it.
Yeah.
You know, when people start talking about a place, they talk to it from the baseline for them, whatever that is, their standard, and they speak from that line up, leaving out all this stuff from ground level to the baseline that they take for granted.
Biz Talk Radio.